Blog Talk Radio.
Get your blog on.
Now for a break.
BlogTalkRadio.com. It's the D Hour Show at 11 o'clock, son. D Slade on the ones and twos. New music, hot topics, plus the actors. Might as well log on. Learn about new artists and you can get your blog on. These Slates on the radio. BlogTalkRadio.com. Yeah, there you go. These Slates on the radio. BlogTalkRadio.com. Yeah, there you go. These Slates on the radio. Radio. Get it poppin' at 11. Tune into the D Hour Show.
Tonight, scroll down and you can log into the chat room
Your boy D Slate will be in the chat room, so you can chat up with me in the chat room as well. So make sure you do that. And you can also, if you want to call in tonight, talk to your boy D Slate, talk to your girl Miss Fabulous tonight. All you got to do is call. The call-in number is 718-766-4553. That's 718-766-4553. Definitely get it in with us tonight. Indie Up Saturday. Got my girl, Miss Fabulous, in the house. Hey, Miss Fab.
How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Nothing much, you know, just running around, taking care of business for Renaissance Woman Productions. Glad to be in the studio today. Neighbor knocked on the door and said, hey, do you know that water is coming from your ceiling? I'm like, are you serious?
What?
Wow. But you know what? I look at it this way. See, my old self would say, Miss Fabulous, I'd be like, you know, it would be a trick of the enemy. But my new self, my 2012
right.
self, say, Miss Fabulous, I said, huh? You know what I said? For every storm, there is rain. R-E-I-G-N.
Yes.
So that water is signification of rain. So it's going to be okay. Just put some towels down and keep it moving. It's going to be okay.
That's right. It's going to
be okay. That's my text. Yes, every text is a testimony. So that's how we do on Indie Up Saturdays. Listeners, how you all feeling and displayed in the building?
Yes, yes. You know how we do. Got my girl, Miss Fab, in the house with me tonight. Guys, you know we're going to get in. Like I said, tonight is Indie Up Saturday. We're going to be talking to up-and-coming hip-hop artist Tish Cat, straight out of Chi-Town. We'll also be talking to my man, up-and-coming singer, up-and-coming R&B singer, rap singer, J.V. the Rap Singer. J.V. the Rap Singer is going to be with us tonight a little later in the show. We're going to be talking with him as well. And we're going to be also playing all the independent up-and-coming artist hits. You know that's how we do it. So just sit back and relax, enjoy the show. And then definitely got some news for all the D-Hour Show fans out there. Usually we have our Tuesday spot on Tuesday night. But this coming week, our Tuesday spot, you know, for the poets and, you know, and everybody else is going to be on Monday night. Just on a special, you know, special occasion this week. We're going to be airing the Tuesday spot on Monday, so it's going to be the Monday spot. But this Tuesday, for everybody that wants to know what's going down, D-Slate, why is the schedule changing this week? Well, let me tell you guys. This Tuesday coming up June 5th, the D-Hour Show got a special. Normally we got Celebrity Thursday, but the D-Hour Show has a special Celebrity Tuesday show in the morning. This coming Tuesday, June 5th, we will be talking to the legendary king of R&B, Bobby Brown.
Is going to be in
you heard what I said? Yeah. The legendary king of R&B, 1/6 of the legendary R&B group New Edition, Bobby Brown, is going to be joining us on Tuesday, June 5th. So make sure you guys keep it locked, keep tuned, because we're going to be getting it in with my man Bobby and talking about his new album. And, you know, we're going to be giving you a D-Hour Show world premiere of two of Bobby's hits off his new album. So definitely make sure you guys keep it locked and stay tuned for that, because we're going to be getting it in. And it's going to be lovely. It's going to be lovely. And also on Wednesday, coming up on the following week, on Nod Your Head Wednesday with Logical One, RT, and Amber, they're going to be getting it in with Two Live Crew. Two Live Crew, yes indeed. Two Live Crew is going to be joining the D-Hour Show, and we're going to be getting it in with them on Wednesday. So make sure you guys keep it locked. You never know. You never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to happen.
Okay, can you scoot over for a moment and take the microphone in this studio, please, for just one moment?
Handle your business, Miss Fab.
Okay, I have to digress, D. Bobby Brown, are you serious? Now, let me pose a question to the listening audience. How many mobile, local programming, internet radio shows have someone of this magnitude on their show? If so, raise your hand. Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't see nobody. No hands raised.
What? Bobby Brown from Orchard Park Projects, from Boston, Massachusetts, my hometown. Boston, Massachusetts, the South End, where we drive cars. We drive cars, and we call Charlie, and we're wicked biffa. Bobby Brown from Orchard Park. What? Get out of here. No shot. Yes. I don't see any hands, D. I'm sorry.
Yeah, maybe
that's Sam.
I don't see him. The hands ain't raised.
Definitely. Coming around to 2-year anniversary of the D Hour Show. It's a network. It's just not one, not two. But we're coming on starting in June. 6 days a week or 7 days a week. Whatever the case may be, I believe it's 6 days a week, but we're doing something for the people, unity in the community. And I'm off the soapbox.
We're giving it to them. Y'all, you got to understand as well. And Ms. Fab said it. We're going to discuss that a little bit more in the show about the D Hour Show, 2-year anniversary show. But make sure you guys keep it locked. I'm telling you, it's going down. And I might have some more information about who else we're going to be talking to throughout the week of next week coming up. So, we're getting it in right now. We're gonna bump these hits before I get my girl Miss Tish Cat in the building so we can get in with her. We're going to start off with my girl Aja Malone with State of Art. It's the D-Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio. It's India Saturday. Let's get it.
Woo! Get it.
I'm the princess of your fortress. I hold it down, shut it down. Yeah, we back. I'm the princess of your fortress. I hold it down, shut it down. Aja Malone. Here we go. I'm the queen of scene to this beautiful jungle finest. We holding up the throne. You call me her royal highness. I'm the one to rock the hottest clothes. Go to all the fashion shows. Fashion week to see the world's popular designers. I'm the shooting guard of the beatbox team. All star, play for the ring. On the stage, run the numbers. Be a part of the fast break. I'm the person, last and only lady. Official go back dressing, baby. Come to me with something more authentic. I spent it out minutes. Fly me out, Paris, buy me a house, Japan, come on, no garment, Todd, by the wayside, I'm the warrior, by the borders line, Ireland, Germany, somewhere in East Asia, I'm the mother to my firstborn daughter, name Malaysia's in my hands, a son on the way, his name is Mrs. Caden, I'm the wife, nurturer, artist, the go-getter, the headliner, the CEO, the new trendsetter, I'm the preacher to your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down. I'm the princess of your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down. I'm the princess of your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down. I'm the princess of your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down. I'm the smallest one, the largest one, got heart for all of them, emotions. Passionate, down to earth, loyal one. I'm the form of picture. Where you think the charm is from? A nucleus inside the atom. Where you think the charge is from? I'm the strong force, energetic, energizer, enterpriser. Any double from the atom makes me Aja Malone. I'm the power supplier, dynamic, enforcer, franchiser. This foundation went from basic to star solid. All aboard, this beat drives movement. I'll turn this cord off, you either on it or you out of the box. Make no stop, all around the world, Jim Lapel, official beatbox.
Bonjour,
Madame Vassella, Senorita. I'm your up-and-coming attraction with hottest features. I'm the lyricist, house speaker, my vocab and wordplay. I gotta say thanks to all my college teachers. I'm the preacher to your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down. I'm the princess of your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down. I'm the princess of your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down. I'm the princess of your fortress, I hold it down, shut it down. I'm the unpredictable, irresistible, irreplaceable house of friends. Draw a crowd, pack a house, bat my eyes to attract
the
men. I'm the heartbreaker soulmate, and my faithful to the gentleman. I really sit back and ask myself, all my life, where he
know
I'm the leader, no cheater, and I'm making of a diva. Want my hair to be tight, pedicure, brows wax. I'm the perfectionist, everything is always to be exact. With my clothes hung like designer shoes on the rack. You heard it first, so you know how
you know it is.
Please never ask my neighbors down.
Know what it is.
I'm the loudspeaker driving force. The green eyed chick ahead in this race on this track, of course. I'm the five-core border through Napoleon complex.
That's right.
That was this battle, so you know I'm up next. I'm the border sign, compassion I'm the princess of your fortress. I hold it down, shut it down.
Save me from myself.
show on Blog Talk Radio, getting it in, playing all the independent up-and-coming artists, since you know how we do it. Getting it in for the fit-ins, no doubt. And if you will fit in, you already know you're going to be getting incredible music all the time from these incredible artists that we showcase all the time on the D-Hour Show. You just got to listen to my girl Fee with Love is a Gamble. Before that was Aja Malone with State of Art. We do it like that all the time. It's your boy D. Slate. Indy Up Saturday. Got my girl Miss Fab in the building. You know how we do. It's right now. It's time for us to introduce our first guest for tonight. Tish Cat is an artist from the Chicago area who is an incredible up-and-coming hip-hop artist with a lot of talent and a lot to look forward. Tish Cat is a humble person who loves people. Tish Cat got a lot of energy when she goes on stage. She has been in local talent shows and has been to New York City and performed in front of major labels and execs. Tish Cat will not be stopped till she is heard, and she's an example of what people say, you know, when they say live the dream and become the dream. And now she's going to make it happen. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D Hour Show welcome to Miss Tish Cat.
Hi, everybody. How you doing?
Hello.
Hey, Tish.
Oh, good morning. Good to hear from you guys.
it's where it's at, you know. And first and foremost, we want to say thank you so much for being on the show with us tonight. And we definitely appreciate you joining us tonight.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I really appreciate you having me on your show tonight. It was a great honor.
Absolutely. Now, Chi-Town, you know, first of all, I got to give you props and, you know, for representing my hometown, because, you know, that's where it's at.
Yeah.
You know, we got a lot of talent coming up out of Chi-Town. It's a lot of incredible. Chi-Town.
Yes, it is. Actually, it is a lot of people that's right now that's really been grinding and really trying to get heard, and I'm also one of them artists, and I know majority of the artists, actually, and, you know, we got a lot of things just coming up. I'm doing a lot of features with some of these artists that's coming up out of Chicago. I'm still working on a first album. I just haven't released it yet. I'm not sure what the date's going to be, but I'm still thinking about what they already want to release it. I am working on my second album, which is going to be called The Rebirth of Catwoman, because I am the next Lady C now. And, you know, that's just who I am. So, you know, I'm taking that all the way to the top. So
definitely let all the up and coming artists let you know out there in Chi-Town, because I love to represent, and I love to definitely play music from a lot of those artists, because I personally know there's a lot of them out there. So definitely let them know to contact us, and so we can definitely get music on. Definitely try to get them as well. I mean, it's always great to we feel great here, and we feel really good to showcase incredible talent like yourself on the show. So I mean, that's what we're all about. You know,
and I appreciate it, and I do feel the love. I feel the love as well, so I definitely will be tuning in.
You know your boy's been bumping your hits now. You know, I bump Wasted. You know, I bump. You know your boy's been bumping your hits. I've been definitely playing them, and we've been getting some great feedback from you. And I definitely can't wait to give everybody a chance to hear the your new joint, Better Half. That's what we're going to be bumping for everybody tonight.
Okay, great.
My first question for you is, you know, looking at Chi-Town, you know, and looking at some of the talent coming up out of there. Now, to be honest with you, we haven't really heard of a lot of female hip-hop artists representing the scene coming out of Chi-Town right now.
Right.
So, you know, what's the game plan for Tish Cat? You know, what's the game plan for you coming out of Chi-Town to represent female hip-hop artists in this industry right now?
Well, to me, I look at this industry as my own. I have different ideas. I think outside the box. I don't think in one genre. You know what I mean? I like to listen to all music, and I want to be able to be one of those females to bring something back that there's something been missing. Like, wow, I've been missing that. Or we haven't heard that in a while. But when it comes from Tishcat, you're going to hear something totally different from me. You're going to hear my own original sound. You know, when people listen to me, they're like, wow, you don't sound like you're from Chicago, or you don't sound like this person, because I'm not here to imitate anybody. As far as artist-wise, I'm here to give people their respect and at the same time come into this industry and view it as my own and just give out great music.
I like that, absolutely. And I think it is. I think that female hip-hop artists, I think we need a lot of really great female hip-hop artists right now representing the scene. I mean, because when you look at it right now, who's really representing female hip hop artists in the industry right now, but Nicki Minaj, Little Kim is back on the scene and she's coming back on the scene and doing her thing, but you don't really hear about a whole lot of female hip hop artists representing right now. So I think right now, hip hop needs female hip hop artists right now. They need quite a few of them to come out of the woodworks and come onto the scene. And just represent for them in a great way, in a positive way. So I definitely commend you on that for striving to do that.
Thank you.
I got my girl Miss Fabulous in the building. Miss Fab, what you got for Tishcat?
Hello, how are you, Grant? How are you?
I'm great.
Welcome.
I'm doing good. Thank you so very much.
Yeah, I'm feeling so much love with these Chi-Town born and bred, people representing in the building. I'm actually from Boston, but my father, rest in peace, next month will be 1 year. He lived in Chicago, representing Jamaica / Cape Verde, lived in Chicago for like 32 years. He loved the South Side, South Drexel, where my father used to live. So yes, I'm throwing a presence. I know my father's up there probably doing the, the Jamaican dance right about now.
right.
Yes. But getting back to you, definitely, I love your work, and I'm looking forward to seeing more of you in the industry. Let me say something. As a female artist, people have to understand it's a double standard because, it's not widely accepted as women being MCs or singers or doing anything really major in the industry. We're accepted, but not widely accepted. And the reason being is that a lot of us have to become, and I hate to say this, okay, are you ready? We have to be twice as strong, because we'll walk into a meeting with our clothes on, walking up right side up, and then, after we have to lay down. And not in the physical aspect, but sometimes in the mental aspect, in the spiritual realm. So what I'm saying is, ladies, and I commend you, salute, that, women, if we have it, make certain that we're more than just our dress. We're more than just our pumps. We're more than just, a body figure. We are ideas. We are innovators. We are pioneers. We are artists. We are artists.
Exactly.
So,
and you're right about that. You're absolutely right about that.
Yes, absolutely.
And that's one thing I'm trying to bring back as well. By me being Catwoman, I don't have to explore myself. I could have on one piece leather and I could still be covered up. And I'm trying to bring that back to where you could be sexy, but you don't have to be sexual as far as what you're wearing.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you mentioned that, because also the simple fact of the matter, our biggest demographics are not necessarily, the 25 to 50 plus. It is the younger generation which are following us, and they're emulating everything that is said and done. And right now what we're doing, we are molding minds. So with that being said, adults, we have a choice. But for us children and teenagers and things of that nature, we have to serve as role models. So who would I say, in your opinion, is your biggest influence?
I would say it would be Queen Latifah, and it would be MC Light.
Wow, interesting choices.
Because the queen, she's still doing things. I mean, she's still doing. She didn't just stay in music. She's taking it to the big screens. She's getting Oscars. She took music and also and created into something else. Something else that's major as well is her music. And she will always be forever respected for being the queen, regardless if she's still doing music today, tomorrow, or she'll be in the Hall of Fame maybe 5 or 10 years from now. But she will always get that respect.
Okay.
And that's how I want to be respected. I want to be respected just like the queen.
Okay, are you a rapper, are you an MC, or are you a lyricist? There's a subtle difference.
That is true. I would say I'm a rapper. I am a rapper.
Okay.
And,
okay.
You know, I like to do all different music. I don't just like to just stay in, you know, just one thing. I like to just, you know, I like to do a little bit of everything, you know, because I like to listen to every all types of music.
Okay.
So I do a little bit of everything. So I feel like, you know, by me doing a little bit different things and, you know, I'm coming out of my element. I'm not just staying in one element as everybody else. I'm, you know, I'm doing things that I feel that's, you know, comfortable for me.
Okay.
And what's
okay.
comfortable for me is actually making people like, wow, I like that.
Exactly. So do you write your own material?
Yes.
Okay. Wonderful. See, I guess you're wondering where I'm getting at. Dee, should we let her take the microphone for 8 bars or what?
Oh, yeah. I like that. I like that. Definitely, we always love to have, you know, rappers or hip-hop artists on the show spit some bars on the show for everybody.
Okay.
So just to show them, you know, that it's not just about in the studio, but you know the talented artists that we showcase can spit bars anytime.
Okay, well I'll be in the debut box. Let's go. Here we go. Here we go. Listeners, debut live in studio right now on the DR show. Here we go.
Yeah. Next level, can't the best 7 5 6 chicken. I don't even need my breast out. I get Bron James, Miss LeBron James, too strong for you hoes with the flow. I'm on stream. Plus I hit you niggas up the same way, but y'all just looking at my phone. Hey. I keep them in the race. I taste them up in my tail, but they all wanna taste. I replace you weak slut. I send it up, get dust and re up. Somewhere in the lyric with my feet up, money on my mind. Success right ahead of me, the power of gold. I'm from the X-Men Academy. Yes, you messing with a chick with 9 lives. Your whole album, I can snatch with 5 lines.
Hey!
Oh.
Bars on the D-Hour show. That's how we do it. Spit bars all the time. You can take your pick, Twix, Hershey's, Heath Bar, whatever bars you like. We spit bars all the time. Right on the D-Hour show. We did it.
She's so hot.
Oh, well, you did a good one, Catwoman. All right.
Thank you.
Now, Tish, let me ask you this. My question, we got a couple questions for you in a little bit. We're going to right after we play your songs,
Okay.
But my next question for you is, you know, a lot of people feel like, and as a new artist, I think as new artists, and this is why I like to ask all of our up-and-coming artists this question, because I think this is something that they definitely need to really know and think about going into the music industry right now. You know, especially with hip hop right now, a lot of people are disappointed. You know, a lot of the really, really great music fans, hip hop fans are definitely disappointed in a lot of the hip hop they're hearing on the radios these days. You always hear a lot of them saying, man, I just listen to the old stuff. I really don't listen to nothing else. I really don't like what they're playing on the radio, you know. So, you know, it's like, you know, as a new artist, you know, coming up in this music industry, how do you step to that, and how do you keep from being categorized in that same category of music that people are saying that they do not like?
I can say that because when I write songs and when you hear my songs, you're going to hear a personal situation. Okay, I'm not only just an artist, but I'm also a woman and a mother first. A lot of artists that's already out or are coming out, they don't have children. And I am one of the ones where I can say, you know what, I'm the mother. I done been through a lot of different things in life where I can actually sit up here and say I can put a pen to and I can write to, and then I can have younger girls that may be dealing with similar situations. I can speak on that. instead of me coming up here making music that don't even make sense. I mean, because I understand, I'm listening to it too, and I'm hearing what's out here, and it's like, wow, that's garbage. I'm sorry to say, but it is. It don't make sense. I mean, let's do something where, you know, we giving people positive feedback, where the music is still great, but at the same time, you can still be a good artist and bring the energy of having good music. And like now, it's not that. And when you hear my music, you will hear certain, you know, you will hear the right things. You will hear the good things in part, like Better Half, for example. You can still be in a relationship, but you're still looking for that better half, or you know, where you want to know, who is my better half?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a song called Still Lonely. I have a song called Still Lonely. You could be in a relationship, but guess what? You could still be lonely. You see what I'm saying? So I'm speaking from, you know, situations I have been through where other people are like, you know what, I could feel that. You could be married and like, man, I still feel like I'm alone. I still feel like I'm by myself. But when I hear this Tish Cat song, it makes much sense. Just like when you say, when you listen to the old music, and the old music had, like, man, that into it, where it was like, man, you know, I felt like that. Because all they doing is what they brought from the old school and what people trying to do in the new school, all they talking about is sex. But when back in the day, they used to do it so smooth and just so elegant. It was like, wow. They said something about laying down with somebody, but at the same time, it wasn't saying it in that way.
Absolutely.
Where five, my daughter that's five won't understand what that exactly means. Nowadays, you know, 2012 and all of that, they make your music where the 5, 6, 7, 8-year-olds, they know exactly what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And they shouldn't be doing that. They shouldn't be doing that at all, to me personally. And I'm speaking from an artist and as a parent that want to monitor what my child is going to be able to hear.
That's right.
I like that. Absolutely. Well, I'm definitely happy that you're going in it with that particular mindset, knowing that
you want to give
young women some things to relate to and some positive things to relate to, and give them a chance to listen to some music that's gonna make them feel better about any bad situations that they're going through. So yeah, I like that. I definitely can appreciate.
Thank you.
You definitely giving back to that for the music industry. So
thank you. So
right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to kick off the Hip Hop 4 on the Floor 4 back to back hits. Our first joint on that floor is Tish Cat's joint, Better Half. Tish Cat, go ahead and introduce your song for everybody, and we're gonna kick it right here on the Hip Hop 4 on the Floor. And when we get back, we got more with Tish Cat, and a little later, we got my man JV, the rap singer, going to be in the building with us. Go ahead and introduce your joint for everybody, Tish.
Yeah, what's going on, world? This is your girl, Tish Cat. Check in to hear my music, Better Half. Check it out, and let me know what you think.
Right here on the D-Hour Show, Hip Hop 4 on the Floor. Let's get it.
Woo.
No doubt. You're listening to the Hip Hop 4 on the Floor on the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio.
What do you want to know if I got a minute home? Why you asking? You trying to put me on the throne? Smell, get you gone. Body on thick. 5'3". Who you fucking with? Conversation got you stimulated, anticipating how your love got me elevated. Independent by myself, I got my own crib with a range. Brother, can you hang? I love the simple things of life, just be you. I keep your heart close, boy, I'm with you. You and me together, we closest enemies. Can't separate us, we like Siamese. We keep it moving forward, haters get behind me. With you in my corner, boo, who can challenge me? This is not a race. Here's the key to get a taste. Down by my waist, about face. My part, you got some sexy eyes, they come in a broken heart. I like your broad shoulders and you whip clean. I saw you watching as I stepped up on the scene. 6'3" and you light skin. Short haircut, do you got a twin? I can have you both same time government. And on the right night, maybe we can get it in. I see my vibes got you hot, boy, pay attention. Don't wanna see you off on the blank mission. I know you texting bad, but you gon' wait a minute. I'm not grabbing no hooks, cause you out here fishing. My better half got to be the truth. I cut your ass loose, magic trick poof. So can you see what you in for? My better half knocking at the door.
Tell me love, do you got a man at home?
lady. Low nigga, go figure. Let me take a picture. Smile for the camera. I got fans from New York down to hot Atlanta. It's not no country grammar. I'm just speaking tongue. It's the main ingredient when I'm getting some. Pull a horse's carriage. The queen has arisen. The real queen, the one with balls in this music business. You can fall back, cause I ain't fucking shit. No dues, no broad goes against my merits. The story's changed. It's a different chapter. Same people, but different actors. Love me or leave me, I don't even care. Long as fans know Lady Low keeps it real. And roger that. Roger that. Roger that. Nick, roger that. Roger that. Roger that. Roger that. We all in.
Roger that, show me where my target at. Bitch, you vegetarian, so beef, I know you squashing that. Somehow you miss Piggy, though, know where all the stars are jacked. You been saying I wait before Trey Songz or that. The way Mossy rap, you know I got a gift. While you ho, 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 and bitch, I party with the pits. Why you on your knees, slapping 60, walking with the clips. Little lean to the left, but I'm not about to trip. Not to start a bunch of lips. I'm a project gangster. Shots about the clip, steady aim, and I'm dangerous. Really love the fight, but I gotta stay stainless. Put it to your face, you can really be brainless. Niggas like the same, a nut, you damn right. But I'm not the type of nut, you bust high air pipes. I'm something like Ginger, but I'm harder than that. You picking up my transmission, hope you roger me that. Yeah, now roger that, bitch, roger that. Rip, roger that, now you know where Marcy at. Rip, roger that, rip, roger that. Bitch, rip, roger that, now you know where Marcy at.
have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Welcome back. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's Indy Up Saturday. Indy Up Saturday, the home of the independent and up-and-coming artists, what we like to call the D-Hour Show. Absolutely. Four back-to-back hip-hop hits from these incredible artists that we showcase all the time right here on the D-Hour Show, the hip-hop four on the floor. And in that four, you heard our girl Tish Cad with her new joint, Better Half. After that was my man Black Cancer. Shout out to my man Black Cancer with his joint Rule Keep Wheeling. Then you heard my girl Marcy Chick with Roger That featuring Lady Low. And then after that was my man Courtesy with Elevator Music getting it in, no doubt. And we still got our girl Tish Cat in the building. What's going on, Tish?
What's going on? What's going on?
There you go. You already know. And also, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy that our other half has joined us, my other co-host has joined us for what we like to call the Independent Artist Revolution. Amber in the building. Hey, Amber.
Hey, Amber.
Amber.
Mic check. How are you tonight? I'm sorry.
What's going on?
We have to turn her microphone up. I need to. I had it all the way down, and I'm just talking. My lips is just moving. I'm like, wait a minute, okay.
We hear you, Bruce Lee. Oh, good. You know, we slightly here for the hour. So I heard you talking, but I mean, I said, okay, we'll wait, because I know everybody's probably wanting her talking, too.
Right.
So, you know, I really know what it was.
Her lips is like, hey, Mr. Welcome.
We got our girl Tish Cat in the building. Tish, my last question for you, what was, you know, seeing where you are now with your music career and the things that you're doing and the steps that you're taking to get in this industry, in this business, you know, there are a lot of artists out there that at least want to be where you are right now and haven't taken those steps yet. So for those new artists, those up and coming amateur artists out there that want to be in this music business, what advice do you give them?
I would just tell them to take their time, be humble, be patient, and keep God first, and don't just jump into anything, because at the same time, why they trying to jump into something, you don't know what you're getting yourself into. By me being an artist who's been doing music since I was 7 years old, I done been through a lot of good and bad situations trying to reach the goal I am right now. So I would just tell them to try to just be patient, make sure that they got good representation behind them, and to make sure that they're not just, you know, I mean, they're signing their life over, because anybody can get a record deal, but it also depends on, are you going to get a good record deal?
No doubt. Mm-hmm. No doubt. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Miss Fabulous, you got any closing question for Tish Cat?
Well, not more of a question, more of a statement. I truly enjoy just her humbleness and her ability just to be impromptu. A lot of artists, and I'm not going to say upcoming artists because you have already arrived. Basically, America and the rest of the world, they just have to prepare themselves for you because, again, you have a story, and it's definitely delivered in your music. So I want to thank you for allowing yourself to share your talent and also to be cognizant that, you know, there is a listening ear, and someone else is going to emulate exactly what you're doing, especially, once again, the women. You know, we need positive role models, and sometimes yeah. The songs are the best. We have to encourage ourselves. So thank you for being a positive African-American woman who's about her business and who has true raw talent. So thank you. Salute.
Thank you. And thank you for listening. Thank you for having me on the line. I really appreciate
that.
I just appreciate the love. I really do.
Love the energy. Love it.
No doubt. It looks like we got a caller on the line. Let's go to the phone lines real quick and see what we got going down. 708-925-3910. You are now on the D Hour Show. It's NDF Saturday. It's your boy D Slate. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Chicago.
Woo! Well, hello there, Chicago. What's your name?
My name is Andrea.
Hey, Andrea. How you doing? Thanks for calling into the D Hour Show. You got any questions or comments?
I was just calling to congratulate Tish Cat on her radio interview. She does great. I know that I've heard a lot of things about her. She's in a social group where they donate and give back to the community. And also her music is good, and I just want to call and congratulate her. And I also wanted to request one of her songs to be played, if possible.
Oh, okay.
Either one of her songs called Still Lonely or Better Half.
Okay, well, we just bumped Better Half a little while ago, but we could definitely probably just Still Lonely in there for you. So we definitely can do that for you, absolutely.
All right, well, I just want to call and congratulate you, and you keep doing your thing.
Thank you.
All right, you all have a good night.
All right, thanks, Andrea. Thank you for calling in.
All right, thank you.
There it is. That's the support we're talking about, everybody.
That's
make sure you call in. Give them the love that they definitely need and deserve. Absolutely. Well, Tish, you got any shout outs you want to shout out real quick?
I would like to give a shout out to my social club, which is called Deep City, with a whole bunch of us. I'm just going to say the whole Deep City family. I would like to give a shout out to my production team, Dry City Production, and all my team members at Dry City. And I would love to give a shout out to everybody that support me. And it knows that I'm very driven in what I'm trying to do, and I appreciate the love.
No doubt. Now, Tish, if anybody want to catch up with you online or listen to your music or anything, where could they find you, Facebook or Twitter, or if you have a website?
Well, they can actually go to Twitter at TishKat, spelled with T-I-S-H-K-A-T, together one word. They also have music on a company or a site called Boom Dizzle that is hosted by LL Cool J. I also have music on SoundCloud, and it's free of charge. Anybody can go to it, listen to it. Some of them, I think Boom Dizzle is basically if you're 18 or old enough to log in, because, you know, there's a lot of people that have explicit music up there as well. So if they want to check me out, so they can check me out on those. And also hit me on YouTube and see what the things I do on YouTube as well.
Absolutely. Well, Tish, first and foremost, I want to say thank you so much for joining us tonight. It was an honor and pleasure to have you on the show with us. Like I said, we love supporting you guys. We love supporting independent and up-and-coming artists because that's what we're all about. So I would like to extend this on behalf of myself, you know, the D Hour Show Network, Miss Fabulous and my girl Amber. We like to say that the door is open for you on the D Hour Show at any time. Anytime you want us to play your music, anytime you want to call us, anytime you want to hang out with us or talk to us, the door is always open for you.
I appreciate that.
All right, and Tish, you have a blessed night. You keep producing that slamming music, and we're going to keep playing it on the show.
I sure will. Thank you.
And I
keep
enjoyed you.
Chi-town. Keep representing Chi-town. Keep representing.
Representing. Represent the Shizai.
You have a blessed night, sweetie.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. It's the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio, getting it in. It's your boy D Slate, Amber Fabulous, Miss Fabulous. We in the building playing all the hits. That was my girl Tish Cat. And, you know, like I said, it's always great to, you know, to get the support. And make sure you guys always, you know, support your up-and-coming independent artists because that's what they need. You know, that support and that love is what gets them closer to the big top. So make sure you guys keep supporting them like that. Got Amber in the building. What's going on, Amber?
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Amber Rose and Gray.
Hey, how are you?
Amber, Amber, I told everybody about our surprise for this coming week. And,
I'm so excited.
I'm gonna go on there. And I'm gonna say it once again for everybody. Oh, okay. Tied up the series with the Spurs 2-2. So it looks like it's a It's now a series now. It is now a series. The Thunder has tied it up with them, so it is now a series. I'm really looking for Oklahoma to come out of that series. I think that they're probably going to be the guys coming out that series. So, and then of course, you know, the Boston and Miami series. Boston has got them a game in, so they've made it a series as well with 2-1 with Miami. So Boston needs to get it in again so they can tie up the series. But it's going down for the NBA finals. So you guys definitely keep watching and keep checking your local listings because it's going down. And did you guys, real quick before I play these joints, before we get my man JV in the building, did you guys know that Tiger Woods' niece is playing pro golf now?
Yes. Well, see, I knew that because I am a golfer, and let me tell you two things about the month of June. Are you ready? Amber, you with me?
I'm with you.
Okay. Because y'all just cutting it all up, won't even let me get close to the microphone. I'm going to clear my throat. Okay. June is African American Golf Awareness Month for Black women.
There it is.
Golfer, yes.
Wow.
And Black Music Month is also in the month of June. There you have it.
Oh, we got business in June. Black holes got business in June.
It's black on black.
We got business in June. We got business.
Yes. So I will be playing a couple of rounds of golf this month. Yes, I will.
Oh, you know I'm going to be getting my golf in.
You know what? I might as well go on and try to play the sport and see how it is. I heard it's a very relaxing sport.
You do a little something. Cause, you know, golf can be very entertaining if you go out there and give it and actually really play it and stuff. It can be actually pretty entertaining. I mean, I got hooked on to it. You know, I got my own golf clubs and everything. But, yeah, golf is a very relaxing sport. I think if you want to do something relaxing, Ms. Fabulous can probably attest to that. If you want to really do it, something relaxing, something that's going to relax you, golf is a really relaxing sport.
It is, and it's very advantageous if you're in the industry or you're trying to negotiate business. Negotiations are done on one or two ways, either on the golf greens or at the table, the dinner table in restaurants.
Absolutely.
So when you're
trying
to negotiate these contracts and, you know, renegotiations with management contracts and so forth, it is very, very advantageous that you learn the game of golf. And I'm telling you, me having my MBA, that's what encouraged me to become a golfer. It was a couple of experiences, I won't say in what racist state that it occurred, but I was trying to go for my 15th hole. So there are generally 18 rounds, 18 holes.
Wow.
And one person of a different persuasion said, are you the snack girl or gal? I said, I beg
what?
Your pardon? He asked me, he said, if I was the snack gal, I said, no, you're in my shot. I am trying to utilize my seventh iron, and I'm trying to make the shot. And when I shot it, they looked at me like, wow, let me tell you, they bought me drinks that evening. Yes, they did.
I was the snack gal.
Because normally when you play around the golf, it all depends. I play in Philadelphia. I played in Virginia. I've also played in Florida. And when you play, they generally have like a truck that come around or some type of snack vendor place,
you know,
or they have physical people with snacks on them.
You know what, Miss Pat? You should have told them, you asked me something stupid like that again, I'm going to be the slap gal. How about that?
I know that's right, the slap gal. I feel like slapping somebody today. Slap, 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 slap.
Yes, I could not believe it, but
that was a good one.
Really? Like, really? In 2010 at that time, 2010 really? Because I've been playing golf for 2 years. So I'm like, okay, when I made that shot, I'm telling you, you should have held on to my toupee. Because it was almost off on the ground. Pick your lips up. Pick your lips up, sir. Pick your lips up because, yeah, I'm the one right here.
I know that's right. Wow.
I'm not
that,
yes.
Go ahead, DeSlate.
Oh, no, I just want to say, you know, just congratulations to Cheyenne Woods for joining the Lady Pro Golf Circuit and getting her opportunity to see if she can shine like her uncle. Just shine like your uncle in golf. Don't shine like your uncle personally, because he ain't really been doing well with that. But you know, and just, you know, go out there and in the golf golf sport and just do your thing. I mean, you know, some years ago I was known as Black Panther Woods, you know, when I was out there playing golf.
What they call you?
Oh my
goodness.
Oh, wow. I called Black Panther Woods back in the day, you know. So
I'm calling my golf because they want their joke back. Oh my goodness. Wow. But this is
that
our golf,
is
ladies and gentlemen.
You know how we get it in, y'all. It's your crew. We get it in on Indie Up Saturday. It's D Slate, Miss Fabulous, and Amber. We got some more hits for you guys before we bring in my man JV, the rap singer. We're going to get him in a little bit. But right now, we got some more hits for you guys. We're going to start it off with my girl Dee Dee Sharon with Where Is the Love? And then we got my man Envy with his joint, Shorty Dangerous. It's the D-Hour Show, Indie Up Saturday. Please. Let's get it.
Where's the love? What makes you think that I should even apologize after all the wrong you've done to me? He was so damn fine. He really caught my eye. It was just a drink. What do you think? He knew that I had a man. Besides, I was here with them. Do what you wanna do. Being a player, being true to you, I only fought that to protect my heart. Yeah. Now we can't finish the love we started.
Ooh,
so don't even start to cry.
I've
caught you in your lies. Take your key, I'm gonna leave.
Yeah.
me losing myself. Oh, I feel like I just might explode. And that's why I gotta say, y'all, these dangerous. One for me, but what's already established me, she's never keep.
Oh, no.
If only you can feel just how I'm feeling.
Oh, no.
I didn't know she had a man and children. And I'm not the type of dude that'll come break up a happy home. Yeah, she'll leave her alone. Her man is playing poker and she wants me to come over. As I leave, he's walking through the door. That's why I gotta say, y'all, he's dangerous. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Even though she got her own guy, it looks like I can't seem to get away from you. I can't get away. That's why I gotta say, y'all, he's dangerous.
I don't know what she want from me.
Cause my heart's attached, she ain't good for me, kinda like a heart attack. I'm tired of creeping, keeping it a secret. Especially when we talk in freaky frequent. I wanna trust her, but I ain't able. If she cheat with me, then how can she be faithful? She don't get attention, that's what she tells. This remind me of a story told by R. Kelly. She just wanna keep it on the level. And me being played, not what I'm around. If I don't let it go, this could be a problem. Too many risks, and I can't resolve them. I'm after love, and she's after love. What more can I say? Shorty dangerous.
Are you a lover of hip-hop? Do you know without a shadow of a doubt that hip-hop is not dead? Then if you do, the place to be is nodyourhead.web.com. At Nod Your Head, get exactly what you want. Pure hip-hop, real hip-hop, untainted hip-hop, and all of the above. Come to nodyourhead.web.com and get all the latest in hip-hop news, videos, and hip-hop music. And see interviews with some of the hottest stars in the game, past and present. And if you come to nodyourhead.web.com, you might just take a trip down hip-hop's memory lane. That's nodyourhead.web.com. So come on through, and let's make sure hip-hop stays alive and well, no doubt.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D Howard Show on Block Talk Radio. It's your boy D Slate getting it in as always for the fit ins. It's Indie Up Saturday, playing all the amateur indie upcoming artist hits. You know how we do it. You just got through listening to my man Envy with his joint Shorty Dangerous. Before that was my girl Dee Dee Sharon with Where Is the Love? No doubt. Where is the love? Where is the love? People go looking for love in all the wrong places. Wouldn't you ladies agree?
I agree. And speaking of love, this is just, I can't, you know what, I gotta sit down because, you know, I'm really,
here we go.
I really don't like this. Another couple, odd couple that I have to talk about, Roxy and Eddie Murphy.
I'm calling the police right now.
Could you please? Could you please?
Let me see your phone real quick, please.
Here you go.
Okay.
Because
right.
I can't take this. What? And how?
What's the police number?
You know, y'all know that Eddie likes the red bones. You know he likes the red bones. That's what Eddie likes.
But I mean, she.
No comment.
That, thank you. No comment.
Eddie loves him some red bones.
No.
You know he likes him some light skinned women. That's what Eddie likes.
Okay.
What do you like?
Ah.
I'm sticking with daddy daycare.
What
do you like? It can be daddy daycare. It can be raw. It can be all. No comment.
No.
Wow. So y'all basically saying
that means basically I can get Idris Elba then.
I'll take that for 300, Alex.
So basically y'all saying that if he takes her to Disney World with her, she can get in half off. Is that what y'all saying?
Get in half off? How about
what
you mean?
Thank you, girl. You took the words right out of my mouth. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
No,
I just don't. Yeah.
This is my mantra. If you like it, if I like it, what is it? You like it, I love it. Yeah, that's it.
If you like it, I love it. Right.
Yeah. Call your next witness, please.
Oh my.
So y'all saying in Eddie's case though, if he love it, then we really need to find out what's going on.
And the kid Eddie Murphy.
He like it, we love it. If he like it, we need to see what the hell going on.
Roger that. Exactly. Yeah.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and introduce our last guest for tonight. And I'm going to tell you right now, this brother's very, very talented. And let me tell you like this. A lot of singers wish they could rap. A lot of rappers wish they could sing. Some artists are blessed to be able to do both. So what do you do when you find yourself spitting and singing at the same time? Well, if you're Javon Towns, better known as JB the Rap Singer, you can take your talent for being able to be in a music category JV likes to title Rappin' B.
Hmm.
And you just run with it. Though he's been singing since he was 9, JV didn't start making music until he was 17, when the pressures and pleasures of life growing up in Boston's ghettos provoked him to put his feelings and frustrations into song, JV came out on top. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm D-Hour Show welcome to my man, JV, the Rap Singer.
Yes, sir.
What's good, bro? What's good?
Ain't nothing, man. Cool, and I'm actually outside the studio right now.
No doubt. That's what I like to hear. I like to hear that the artist is grinding, and he said, "I'm outside the studio right now talking to y'all." Jay, you from Boston, huh, brother?
Absolutely, Roxbury to be exact.
Big Town in the building.
Miss Fabulous Boston is representing. I thought you might like that, Miss Fabulous, so we got a Boston artist in the house
for you. That's right. The green orange line. We call it Charlie Millsap, all of that. Yes. Drive cops.
Absolutely.
I'm good.
I'm grinding. I'm outside the studio. I stopped, took my little break, came outside, and back to work.
That's real. Now, Jay, let me ask you this. Now, coming up out of Boston, bro, I mean, you already know, like I do, some of the huge names and legends that came up out of Boston.
Absolutely.
Okay. Boston is rich with musical history. So being a Boston boy yourself, you know, and getting into this music business, what does JV the Rap Singer add on to the Boston flavor in this new music millennia? We like to call it a new music millennia. What is JV the rap singer adding to this business?
Well, man, I mean, my name says everything. I mean, I'm the rap singer. There's not many people out here that do what I do. Now, we all know that there are a lot of rappers. We all know that there are a lot of singers. And we also know that there are rappers that can sing. And we also know that there are singers that can rap. See, I started rapping and singing at the same time, meaning in the same breath, when I was about 18 and 19. And I didn't really know it was anything special until somebody said, you got something that nobody else has, and I've never seen it. And so I took it. I took that as some advice, and I honed my craft, and now, you know, I'm just, man, I just feel like I have something that's so unique that the masses, they don't even understand yet. So while I'm grinding this out, my catalog is ridiculous. I got Ron G, DJ Ron G, legendary DJ Ron G, platinum-selling producer DJ Ron G. He's my manager, and he's my mentor, and he's my friend. He's been holding me down for a while, unlike anybody else that I've ever met in this industry. And he's a certified pioneer of hip-hop and R&B. He is the epitome of the R&B blend. He is somebody that I look up to so much. So basically, to answer your question, I just feel like I have an unexpected arrival of uniqueness and creativeness, you know what I'm saying, to bring to the game.
That's what's up. No doubt. That's what's up. And I can attest to that, Jay, because, you know, we've definitely played your music many times on the show, man. I've gotten great feedback. You know, we've gotten great feedback about your music.
Oh, thank
man.
You, man.
It's
thank
gonna
you.
Be a pleasure. It's going to be a pleasure tonight to debut your new single with me.
Oh,
right
please
here.
Do.
It's
going
to be a pleasure to debut it tonight on the show. Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm gonna send my next question to one of your Boston natives, and that's my girl, Miss Fabulous.
Okay.
How you doing there?
I'm good.
Wonderful. My heart, look, I have to get my accent back. My heart is beating now for the simple fact of the matter. Another, Amber, cut it out. Another Bostonian that drive a car
right.
is in the building.
Right.
Very, we don't say Mattapan, Murderpan. All
right. Right, right.
Murderpan.
But you know, we got those kids looking up to us now. So, you know, me being a smarter artist, I try to stay away from that. You know, keep it all positive.
Exactly, definitely. I am born in the South End, Brockton.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Brockton. Yes, rest in peace to my father and my auntie, who are Jamaicans, and I'm Cape Verdean. So all the Cape Verdeans, stand up.
Salute
to the Cape Verdeans, the West Indian family. I definitely want to say congratulations on much success and a continuation of all the things that you're doing to be MC, a lyricist, as well as a singer-songwriter.
I really do appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely.
I really do, man. You touch my heart with this, man. This isn't a game. You touch my heart with this. I'm listening, baby.
Oh, yes. Now, there are so many legendary people that come out from Boston. Let me run a couple of down and see if you all are familiar. You ready, Dee? You ready, Amber?
I'm ready, girl.
Okay. Now, rest in peace to the disco queen who was from Boston, Massachusetts. Who is that?
Donna Summer.
No, you all can't say Donna. It's Donna Summer. Yes. Donna Summer.
I love it. I love that accent.
Right.
Oh, I love it.
Park. 106 and Park. Who's from Boston that used to hold?
Free.
Ding, 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 ding. That is correct. Free is
come
from
on.
Boston, from the Four Corners. Come on now.
Oh, my.
I didn't know that. Now, I just learned something right there. I didn't know that.
Jump in the Trump Street. That's what I like to call them.
And for our very distinguished guest, all right? You ready? See, JV, he's 2-2 now, right quick. All right. Now, the group, the infamous group, the Candy Girl, Eye Candy Singers, where are they from,
and
who am I talking about?
You know what's real? I'm from Nailhood, because I'm from Roxbury. I'm from Roxbury, like 2 minutes from Orchard Park. Shout out to my OP family. We're talking about New Edition.
That's what's up.
OP, Orchard Park, yes. Yes, ding, 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 ding
heartbreak.
One more. Yes, one more, and y'all are going to be like, huh? Legendary, civil rights, he is the Most High. People looked at him, but eventually they came to know that he was born there but moved to another place, and there's no struggle without any progress. Who am I talking about?
That's a good one.
I had to mix it up like that because of
Nah, you
said,
did. That's good, though. Can I get another hint? Like maybe what you know, what category?
He was in the company of Louis Farrakhan.
Oh, you know what I was going to say, Louis Farrakhan, too, but I knew that was the answer. Oh, man, I don't know.
The infamous Malcolm X was born in Boston.
Oh, man, true.
Really?
I didn't know that. I didn't know that, yo. And that's crazy.
Yes.
I didn't know that either.
Yes,
hey,
a lot of people.
If you would have said this guy was from Boston and he does what he does by any means necessary, I would have knew you were talking
about. Right.
I would have got that.
Exactly. I would have knew who you were talking about.
But she had to switch it up, though. I was doing too good. She had to switch it. She was like, let me get
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
That's real.
Yes.
Let me mess him up real quick.
Wow.
You know, that's what's up. I appreciate it. Keep me on my toes.
Yes.
And because I preach to everybody, you know, they got to know their history. So for me not to know my history, that's something that you just taught me, and I'm very appreciative for that. Because all my friends, all my fans know that I say to them, when I'm tweeting, when I'm on my Facebook, you got to know your history. So you guys popping this Boston up on me right now and keeping me on my toes, this is what I need to prepare myself for the next level. Because
Absolutely. These
questions and these different levels that I'm trying to get to in life, you got to have the info. Without the info, you can't make a decision. And if you
that's
do
right.
make a decision, then you're making a decision without the info, and that's not the right decision.
That's right. Get your life in Boston here. So you don't know where you're going until you know where you come from, right? Exactly.
Right.
People ask me all the time, and I'm sure they ask you, how many black people are in Boston? I'm like, are you serious? No, sir. There are so many of us in Boston. So let me get back to my original point, because my boss, my program director, as you all relate to him, is looking at me and Amber like, okay. Now, getting back to you, JD,
I love it.
Yes. You know, June is Black Music Month, okay? A lot of people don't know that. They think of Black History, which is 365 listeners, by the way. But
Right. Specifically
for the culture of the music, it's the month of June. Who are you most heavily influenced on the vocal end and on the rhyme and MC end? Who are your biggest influences?
On vocals, are we going to just talk about vocals, no writing? Because I can break them down intricately. It's no problem.
Okay, well, let's do a tribe category. Y'all like that category? That's the West Indian coming out. Yes. On the vocal end, Amber's weak. The vocal end, the MCN, and as well as the songwriter, singer-songwriter, who are your three best influences or your most influences?
All right, vocally, right
now,
that's living. That's right now. That's living vocally. I'd have to still give it to Usher, okay?
What?
Yep. But wait.
Okay.
I'd still have to give the vocal ability to Usher. Now, Chris Brown is a great comparison, but I'm more classical. I give the respect to the people that paved the way. Now, if Michael Jackson was living, I would have said him. But I said
living.
I'll give it to Usher because he's the king of pop now. Okay.
I would say that.
Now on the writing, R. Kelly, hands down, nobody else touches that man. He is a great inspiration on my career. His writing is crazy. Okay. Now, MC, let me see, because you know what? Somebody just came in and kind of moved somebody out the slot this past couple years. Let me just think if there's anybody. I'm gonna give it to Jay-Z, and then I'm gonna pardon, and I'm gonna say on number two, Rick Ross.
Okay.
That was a little surprising for
now,
me.
But now that's mainstream.
Rick Ross.
Because I feel like he's made his mark. He will never be able to take his empire away from him. It's for history. No know your history.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
You got to know your history. These guys are making history in front of us with no major. They getting distribution, man. They doing crazy things, man. These guys is going to other guys that's just like them saying, yo, distribute this for me. And let's get this bread. We ain't going to no majors. They done already got money from the majors. Now they got the money from the majors, and they creating their own lanes. And I respect it. Those are things I look up to because this is a business.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
absolutely.
I have talent, but my talent doesn't do nothing for me, yo, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a talented dude. If I don't put the business in order and follow, you know, my mentor's steps and his guidance, you know what I'm saying, then I'm just going to be another dude from Boston and Roxbury that can sing.
Yes.
You know, I'm trying to make moves. I'm trying to make moves. We got the
Rich
Me video coming. I mean, D, come on, think about it, bro. In my hair, I'm grinding. I'm trying to make a difference.
Yeah.
I got kids. My son does this. My son. Shout out my son, Devontae. He's 13, okay? He just turned 13 May 8th, right? He got a bag. He just opened up for Diggy. Dig that.
What?
That's my son. Wow. My son just opened up for Diggy at the Croc Center in Roxbury, in the hood. Okay?
No, no.
Yeah. We get it done. Go YouTube Devontae and Diggy. My son's show will pop up. I'll be narrating the whole joint. It's like 8 minutes. Take a look for yourself, man. Just Google JV and Devontae. Or excuse me, Devontae and Diggy. That's Davonte and Diggy. Diggy Simmons, that is. Rev Run's son, you know.
Check that out. I'm gonna have to check that out.
We grind it. It's a family business over here. It's family. Well, my daughters is grinding. My family, but I gotta push it out there, man. My daughters is grinding. One of my daughters is in the choir. My other daughter be messing with the keyboard, making beats, and it's serious. Like it's not just they just playing. It's natural, something that they have. It's in their bloodline.
Wow.
Hmm. I definitely agree with you with R. Kelly as far as the writing is concerned. I mean,
that's for sure. That's for sure.
I just hope Jay that it's the writing, you know what I'm saying, that's definitely influencing you. I hope it's not the way he uses the restroom that influenced you too, because it can be a little confused.
Even if I did work with R. Kelly, I don't be with that man 24/7. I would be with that man 24/7. You know, but you know what? Business wise, because I'm serious now. Like I'm talking about it. You know, everybody in America knows what it is. Black America knows that's the king of R&B, period. And if there is a chance that Usher wants to slide over there, he can get that spot, too, if R. Kelly declines. But he's going to get a run for his money from Trey Songz. All right? Now.
Virginia.
I'm just keeping it back to the vocals, you know?
Amberly.
Girl, I don't know what's going on.
Now, Jay, real quick, we're gonna kick off the R&B foreplay real quick, and we're gonna play your joint with me. Tell us a little bit about that real quick.
Well, I did Kiss Me. Kiss Me was a record that Ron G produced a while ago. It did okay. We were moving, but we needed a new record. Ron G cooked up some bake and just sent it to me. I heard it. I liked it. I wrote the joint in about 4 to 5 days. And I don't know, it was just a concept where I felt like I was at in my life where, you know, I don't worry about, you know, where my lady's going to be at or, you know, what she's doing because I don't have those trust issues, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm very secure. So my lady can do whatever she pleases because I know she's going to be with me. You know what I'm saying? My boys can come tell me that my girl was over here doing whatever. I got bigger problems because I just spilled ketchup on my shirt. I'm not worried about my girl. She's good. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's my thing. So the name of the joint is called With Me, and it's just about a relationship that's solid, you know, and he doesn't have to worry about her going anywhere because at the end of everything, whatever they go through, she's going to be with him.
No doubt. Well, definitely stay on the line with us, Jay, because we got more with JV, the rap singer, when we come back on the D-Hour show. It's your boy D. Slate. Got Miss Fab and Amber in the building. Jay, go ahead and introduce your song for everybody so we can go ahead and kick it off for them.
Okay, Yizzo, it's your boy JV, the rap singer. Bostonia Poster Childhood Singers is the movement, Mixed King. This is my new joint right here, With Me. Let's go.
Right here on the D Hour Show, baby. Let's get it.
Oh, yeah. You're now listening to the R&B Foreplay on the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio.
My girl is just mine.
know you guys are like, gee, what happened? What you ain't gave us a little taste of the foreplay. No, don't worry about it. You know, I just want to make sure I finish it off with my peeps tonight. We're gonna end off the show with our last two songs in the foreplay. So don't worry about it. I still got you. We got great music coming up. But I just want to say, shout out to my man JV, the rap singer. He fell off the line with us, but I just want to say, very intelligent brother, very talented, very, very talented, up and coming brother, rap, sings, does his thing in both areas, and he's very good in both areas. So make sure you guys definitely check him out on Facebook, check him out on Twitter, and, check him out on YouTube as well. The brother has skills, trust me. And, we just kicked off a couple of songs. In the beginning of the foreplay, that was my girl Fancy with her joint Kiss on the Mirror. And before that was my man JV, the rap singer, with me. Getting in like that, it's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's Indie Up Saturday, all about the independent and up-and-coming artists, home of the independent and up-and-coming artists. Your boy D Slate, got my girl Miss Fabulous and Amber in the building. Boston and Chi-Town representing, baby, baby.
Woo!
Yeah,
we
no
jumping
around. You already know. And for my peeps, I'm gonna go to the phone lines. We got a couple calls real quick. I'm gonna bring them in a second. And for all my peeps out there, you know, the D team, we like to call the D Hour Show, the D Hour Network audience, the D team. I want to say, make sure you guys tune in for the D Hour Show in the coming week. We got some great shows for you guys coming up. Like I told you guys, on June 5th. In the morning, 9:30 Mountain Standard, 11:30 Central, and 12:30 Eastern, we're going to be talking to the one and only king of R&B. My man Bobby Brown is going to be in the building. Yes, I said Bobby Brown, 1/6 of the legendary group New Edition, is going to be in the building with us on Tuesday. So make sure you guys keep it locked on Wednesday on Naja Head. Wednesday, Amber and the crew is going to be talking to Two Live Crew, so make sure you guys keep watch for that. They will be getting it in with Two Live Crew.
And on Thursday,
your boy D Slate and the crew is going to be getting it in with my man Chi-Town Native. My man Twista is going to be in the building on Thursday, so make sure you guys keep it locked. We got some great shows for you guys coming, and in the coming month of June and July, so great shows coming up, so make sure you guys keep it toned in, because if you are fit in, then you definitely belong here on the D Hour Show, because we keep it pop, pop, popping all the time. Maybe it's because we're the Old Rambacher Radio. I don't know. That's what they say. I'm going to go to the phone lines, 908-296. It looks like it's my girl, Ebony B from Diva Star Radio. Hey, Ebony.
Hey, what's up,
Hey, oh my God, I'm so sad that the show is ending. You guys played some hot music tonight. I was just chilling over here in Seattle, Washington. So I just love this show, and the queen fits so perfect. It's just, y'all make sure y'all check this show out. Also, you guys are on TuneIn Radio, right?
No doubt. The D Hour Show is definitely on TuneIn Radio. Make sure you guys, definitely everybody else out there with your Android phones and your iPhones, download the app, tune in. It's like the iHeartRadio app. Download the app, tune in, and you can check out the D Hour Show on TuneIn as well. And you can also check out Diva Spy Radio on TuneIn as well.
Most definitely. I had the D Hour Show bumping today on my way to the gym. So you guys always have great music, great conversation, and bugging out. So I love the show, and I'm looking forward to when Bobby coming through, Twista coming through,
know.
Two Live Crew coming through. Y'all just keep it popping, yo.
We gotta do it. We gotta make some moves. You know, it's all about giving everybody a great show. It's all about giving them, great entertainment. And as Ebony know, it's also all about showcasing and premiering the independent and up and coming artists. You know, so it's all about showcasing them and giving them an opportunity to be heard. You know, that's what it's all about. So
I can actually see you guys having a show on BET. Word up.
Hey,
a real show.
Well, you know,
like,
BET,
I think you guys have a
I see you guys having a show, a little late night show on BET. Word up. That's
you know, I might call the show Black is Back. You know, I might just call the show Black is Back. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah, right. On the new BET show, Black is Back, baby. Black is Back. You know, so.
Wow.
You know,
they will have a great panel. Like
I might
they
do
will
it.
Have. It would be awesome. We have a lot of great panel of good black people on there, educated men and educated queens, and it would just be funky fresh, like right up. Of course, we're gonna make a couple of guest appearances with y'all now. Y'all know.
Oh, we got you. You already know that. I like to surround myself around intelligent queens, intelligent African American queens. So that's why I surround myself by women like Miss Fabulous and Amber and yourself, because I think intelligent black women should definitely have a voice all the time. So absolutely, and they're always going to be heard on the show. So that's real.
Wow. You're like one big thing in here.
Also, let me bring in another caller real quick before we got a few minutes on. We got 443-418-0232. It's the D-Hour Show. Is this my man Blocks from Blocks Magazine?
Yeah, what's good, man?
Blocks,
like what
good?
I'm hearing, like what I'm hearing, man. Like what I'm hearing, man. I ain't know it was like that. It's all good.
Well, Blocks, I try to do my thing, brother. I try to do my thing, but definitely, man, thank you for tuning into the show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. This is my man Blocks with the incredible Blocks Magazine from Blocks Magazine. Doing his thing. I swear on everything, this brother is doing his thing. So definitely, Block, tell everybody about the magazine real quick so everybody can, if everybody want to check it out.
Well, I'm in the industry also, too. Basically, Block's magazine is basically catering to the up-and-coming hip-hop, R&B, pop, rock artists, and underground artists also. I mean, I deal with a lot of majors, but right now I'm basically catering to up-and-coming artists that want to make it out there in different markets, you know, to get exposed. And everything. So it's definitely a good look, you know, and a large fan base, you know, online as well as print, as well as the Android app also, too, free download. So you can check me out at Blocks Magazine, www.blocks with a Z. Remember the
with
Z.
A Z we got to go. There it is. We got to go black folk on Blocks with a Z, not with an S. You know,
no, with a Z.
White folks might be like, is that Blocks with an S? No, it's with a Z.
With a Z, man. Glad to be working with y'all, with the independent radio, the whole organization, everything. It definitely seems like it's a good look, so I'm looking forward to doing a lot of things. You know, trust me, it's about to happen very shortly.
No doubt. And Blocks, it's definitely going to be an honor to work with you, man. Like I said, the D-Hour Show Network. We would definitely, you know, be honored to definitely work with you because you're doing some great things, you know, with your business and your magazine. So it would definitely be a pleasure to work with you. Absolutely.
Yeah, y'all get at the Hour Show also, too. Got some hot packages going on right now. So y'all want to expose, you know, on a broader base, get at the Hour now, man. It's going down in a big way. So if y'all want to get some package deals, we do it all. Everything except press CDs is here, put it like that.
That's real. I mean, if we was in China, we might be pressing CDs too, but unfortunately, we're in America right now, so, you know. I can't say little 7-year-old China girls and China boys out there making CDs and shirts. You know, we can't really, you know, get down like that in America, but, you know, we still got business.
Oh, yeah, also, got something for the models too, if they got some models online. Blocks Mayhem. Y'all look out for Blocks Mayhem. It's actually the first urban magazine for plus size, eye candy, runway glamour, fashion, and male model magazine. Watch out for Blocks Mayhem. It's coming soon.
There it is. Blocks Mayhem. Make sure you guys definitely check that out. All the up-and-coming models, all the models out there, make sure you guys get with my man Blocks for Blocks Mayhem. Absolutely. Diva, tell everybody about Diva Spot Radio real quick so they know where to check it out.
Oh, Diva Spot Radio each Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 7 p.m. on the West and 10 p.m. on the East. On Fridays, we have Frontline Fridays where we showcase, interview, and promote artists.
That's the show.
Yes, we love to have artists. We just had Shawana Ray on. She's definitely a dope artist. And if you want to become a guest, All you got to do is go to www.divaspotradio.com. Again, that's www.divaspotradio.com. You can go to the services tab. The services tab will tell you everything that you need to get yourself right there on Frontline Fridays. We have such a great time. And also, D-Slate, I sent you over some drops that we just got done by S. Kali. S. Kali was all the drops on Frontline Fridays. Yes.
I swear I thought I saw a picture, a little avatar of the devil when you sent it to me. That's how, you know, that's how hot it was. So I was like, damn, is people doing it like that?
It's that hot independent artist. It's so many different artists. He's an artist and he's a producer. So, you know, artists, when you're submitting your music and you're getting booked to come on D-Slate show, you're getting on HME, on Diva Spot, you want to make sure not only do you submit your music, but you make a drop for the show to get played on it. So every Friday, 7 p.m. on the West, 10 p.m. on the East.
Yes, indeed. There it is. Make sure you guys definitely check out Diva Spot Radio with my girl Ebony B, because she's doing big things, and it's a wonderful show. Trust me, she got an incredible show, so definitely make sure you guys check that out. And we're gonna get ready to roll on out. You know, we had an incredible show tonight. First and foremost, I want to say thank you and send a shout out to Tish Cat, up and coming hip hop artist that was on with us earlier. Definitely make sure you guys check her out and her music. And also to my man JV, the rap singer, born and bred Boston boy, doing his thing in the music industry. So make sure you guys check him out as well. And keep tuning into the D-Hour show, 7 p.m. Mountain Standard, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. We're going to keep on doing this for you guys. In the month of June, we're going to be broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday and Saturday. So make sure you guys keep it locked. Next week, we got an incredible show. I told you guys, we got some big cats coming through. We got some great music. Make sure you guys, June 5th, Bobby Brown, June 6th, Two Live Crew, June 7th, Twista. I'm telling you, keep it locked. We got more hits for you guys, more great artists, more great independent up-and-coming artists for the coming months of June, July, and August. So make sure you guys keep on tuning in. And also, June 12th is the D-Hour show, two-year anniversary show. I'm telling you, it's going to be big. It's going to be big. Make sure you tune in. We got some big cats coming through. I'm not going to say. You're just going to have to tune into the show. I can't say who's going to be on. It's going to be a surprise. So you just got to tune into the show. We got some great independent celebrity art. I'm telling you, tune into the show, the anniversary show. We're going to be doing some big things. And I just want to tell everybody, thank you for tuning to the show as always. Thank you for supporting us. And we will keep supporting the independent and up-and-coming artists. The home of the independent artists, the D-Hour show. It's your boy D-Slate. Miss Fabulous Amber. Got my girl Ebony B. My man Blocks from Blocks Magazine in the building. Shout out to my peeps.
We deep tonight.
We're going to definitely do it. And I want to see if my girl Miss Fabulous got any closing comments for the peeps.
I really do. Tonight was just kind of like paramount. It was iconic. I mean, everything was just so fabulous. I mean, in all caps. You know, you're not supposed to do all caps unless you're screaming. In all caps. Had so much fun in the studio, listeners, to the proprietor and the CEO of Blocks Magazine. Salute to Ebony, to my girl Amber. Had a great time. I was beatboxing and everything. You know, but you know, I have in a headlock, and you know, then my guy representing Beantown was in the building, and then my girl, you know, Catwoman Real, she was in the building. I mean, this was just so awesome. I'm telling you, I can go on and on days. But I will be in Norfolk, Virginia, this weekend coming up for the Mid Atlantic Black Film Festival, which my short film has been pulled and has been featured. To feature in the Mid-Atlantic Black Film Festival, Women Who Wear Blue Jeans, G-E-N-E-S. And I'm excited that the Beantown icon, will be airing on the D-Hour show on Tuesday, Bobby Brown. I will be humping around prior to Tuesday because I am going to go.
And I'm telling y'all right now, if you don't check out this film festival, D-Slate is emailing slaps to everybody.
I knew it was going to be a slap.
Email a slap to everybody.
Yes.
Amber, you got any closing comments for the peeps?
I would just like to say it was a wonderful night, high energy. Just a great night. I'm speechless. I talked so much during the show, and now it's closing time. I ain't got nothing much really to say, but everybody have a good night tonight.
You know, and absolutely, just thank you guys for tuning into the show. And, you know, I just want to say it ain't nothing wrong with a little bump and grind on this lovely Saturday night. So, if you can't like R. Kelly tonight, then you go ahead and get your grind on. Just don't pee on nobody. That's all I'm saying.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
Boy, D-Slave. Amber is Miss Fabulous. We get it in, no doubt, the hour. So make sure you guys check us out on Monday and Tuesday. We got some great shows for you guys. We're going to go ahead and finish off the foreplay for you guys. This is my man Donnie Ray with Midnight Rush and my girl Kendra Williams filling myself. It's your boy D-Slate, Miss Fabulous Amber. Got my girl Ebony and Blocks Magazine, my man Blocks from Blocks Magazine in the building. We're going to get on up out of here. Hey, we'll see you guys on Monday. Please enjoy the rest of your Saturday night and be safe.
Be fabulous.
Hello? Yeah, come on, please. Is that right? Yeah. I'm gonna be there by midnight.
It's 8 o'clock. My plane landed. I'm driving fast, 20 above the speed limit. Stop texting, girl, what you doing to me? I can't help but vision your body back mentally. My gas light on, but I'll ignore it. Got 3 more exits, sex games I'm exploring. I'm in the fast lane, speeding to you, speeding to you. Baby, cause your love got me feeling crazy. Swerving, switching lanes, and midnight rush. 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Damn, girl, there's traffic. Doing 90 home, 100 home. By midnight, I gotta have it. Girl, I'm coming home for that midnight club. You got me drifting, dipping, diving light. On a midnight rush. 10:30, 11:30. Please come be riding dirty. Please stay in the line, slow ticket line. By midnight, there's no wasting time. 8 o'clock, getting off of work. I'm missing it. Be there by the third. Hang on the phone. What you saying to me? I'm walking fast. Your voice, girl, tempting me. My mind's in a rush. I can't take it. Looking for my car at this parking station. I'm in the fast lane, speeding to you, speeding to you. Baby, cause your love got me. Girl, I'm coming home for that midnight love. You got me speeding, swerving, switching lanes. That midnight rush. 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Damn, girl, there's traffic. Doing 90 home, 100 home. By midnight, I gotta have it. Girl, I'm coming home for that midnight love. You got me drifting, dipping, dodging lights. On that midnight rush. 10:30, 11:30.
my swagger is the shit, yeah. It's like I'm walking on a runway. All the boys staring like I just saw something. And the spotlight, the spotlight. I feel sexy and more, yeah. Oh, I feel the groove. My body is attention when I make it move. And the boys don't know my name, but when they see me walk, they know my face. Tonight I came here to party. Couple of shots is gonna get me started. And I ain't stressed about a thing, cause I'm feeling, I'm feeling myself. Ooh, I'm feeling myself, and I feel so good. I'm feeling myself, I'm feeling myself. Drinks, yeah. And I'm so fly from my Gucci frames to my BB jeans. And I'm the baddest chick they've seen. And plus I got class like a limousine, yeah. And I got a little hood. And I'm feeling myself and it feels so good.
Yeah.